Today is Saturday, January 16th, 2016, and this...
We're going to give your mom the kind of beautiful, fancy-pants wedding she's always dreamed of.
How are we going to do that?
We're going to make some money.
How? I mean, you promised mom you weren't going to gamble.
There's other ways of making money in Vegas.
Is 500 by Midnight the original Las Vegas podcast, show number 537.
Las Vegas,
I'm just thinking of all the amazing times that we've had here in Las Vegas.
I hope that you're having an enjoyable stay here in Las Vegas, and also hope that you have been fortunate. I do wish that for you.
We're gonna give Daddy the Rain Man suite. Do you think that? We're going to Vegas, Mike.
Vegas!
You think we get there by midnight?
Honey, we're gonna be up 500 by midnight.
Yeah, Vegas!
Vegas, baby, Vegas!
Las Vegas.
Hello, everybody. This is Tim.
And this is Michelle.
Welcome to 500 by Midnight. How are you this evening?
I am well. How are you?
I am great. We have a lot to talk about this week.
Yeah, we do.
We have a couple major news items. Well, one major news item.
Yeah.
And a couple lesser news items. We're going to do our Trippies wrap-up, which we do every year.
Mm-hmm.
And I have a lot I have a lot of thoughts on that.
Yes.
We'll see if I remember any of them as we speak.
Me too. We've been discussing it off and on throughout the last week without a microphone, and now that we have microphones and recordings and things.
I'm feeling like I should have written some of these thoughts down.
Me too.
Well, we'll see where it takes us. So should we jump into the news right away?
Sure. You just want to play your shiny new sound clip.
I know. I decided to make a new intro clip for a segment. I don't think it will be used that often, but when there's a story, a news story that is worthy, that raises the ire of a lot of people, we're going to roll this one out.
This week,
rest assured that I was on the internet within minutes, registering my disgust throughout the world.
In outrage.
This is bullshit!
Yeah, there we go. This week in outrage. Do you like it?
I do.
Thank you. I had fun making it.
I know you did.
Yes, everyone is outraged. So before we get to the outrage part of this story, let's just give the facts. MGM Resorts made it official yesterday. They are going to be charging for parking.
Boo.
At all of the hotel ramps.
Boo.
So this is part of MGM's new PGP initiative, which it's technically profit growth something or other. I think it stands for persistently gouging patrons.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I've decided. They're trying to cut costs, squeeze every penny they can out of every aspect of their properties. And we talked about this before when in Vegas Tripping got a couple reliable employee leaks that this was going to be happening, or it was at least being considered at the high levels of the company. And indeed, that has turned out to be true. So let's talk about the facts as we know them right now. The parking charges will begin during the second quarter of this year. For those of you who aren't familiar with quarters, that would be between April and June.
Okay.
I know that because that's one of the parts of the press release that Howard Stutz from the Review Journal changed before printing it as his column.
Oh, okay.
What they're saying is that, and this is where it gets a little murky, an overnight guest will pay $10 or less using self-pay, self-park.
Or utilizing, as they like to say in the press release.
Which, if writing tip, if you use the word utilize a lot.
Or leverage.
Well, let's just stick with one thing at a time here. To any of our listeners who might, especially in business writing, but in any, if you decide, I'm going to use the word utilize here.
Because it might make me sound smarter.
It doesn't.
No.
No. Three letters, use.
Mm-hmm.
Better than however many you were letters utilizing is. Anyway, so $10 or less for self park. They're also going to have a charge for valet parking. That is not going to be free either. Las Vegas locals are going to have a grace period. They've not said how long that will last, but during the grace period, they will have free parking. And they will then, once the grace period is over, locals will be able to maintain their free parking status through M Life.
No.
Well, we'll see.
How much will they have to gamble to maintain said parking privileges?
It says by enrolling and earning privileges.
How do they earn them?
Well, yeah, exactly.
Quick handy to the valet.
Spending money.
Yeah.
Non-resident guests, that's the rest of us. That's us tourist schmucks. We can also earn free parking status through the MLife program. In other words, if you're probably, what, platinum and up? Maybe gold, but I'm guessing platinum and up.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe they'll start it with gold and up. Wait, is gold the lowest one? No, pearl is the lowest one.
No, gold is the lowest one. Then I think it's pearl.
I don't know. I don't know. Levels are all fucked up. But anyway, at some point, they haven't announced the specifics, but at some level.
I think I have zero MLife points.
I think you're pearl then. At some level, you will receive free parking. It might be the noir level. You have to be one of those. I don't know. Who knows? But they're making it sound like you've got a shot at least. As I mentioned, valet will also be fee-based. And the other piece of news in all of this is that they're building a parking ramp behind Excalibur to help. This is kind of a weird thing. So they're building.
Do they think demand's going to go up for parking? So well, they're building another ramp?
That's because they've gotten a lot of flack about arena parking and not having enough spaces, which is not true. But so anyway, they're building another one nearby at Excalibur. And then they're going to charge people for it.
Gouge people.
I should say before we get too far into this, thank you to the, we'll say, anonymous tipster who let us know that this was going to be announced shortly before it was officially announced. So I was able to allude to it vaguely, semi-vaguely on Twitter before the official announcement, which is always fun.
Mm-hmm.
So, all right. So the other things that they're going to be doing, this is their big initiative, and they're all excited. And, of course, they can't just say we're going to be charging for parking. They have to say, but there's all these upgrades we're going to be making to our parking experience.
Oh, because it's not just parking. It's an experience.
They're going to have an app that will help people find their parking space. So I think you can make sure that there's space in the ramp, which, again, I don't think demand's going to increase so much that you're not going to have a space available.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if it's going to assign a space. They're going to have an app that has something to do, because I'm sure that's what they want you to do is be using an app while you're driving. Their ramps are going to have better lighting and escalator and elevator upgrades. Ooh, look at us. We have better escalators and elevators. Who gives a shit? Nobody cares.
When an escalator is broken, it becomes stairs.
No, the only thing in all of this that people care about is that you're going to be charging
for
parking. Thank
you for the convenience. Sorry, I couldn't resist a little, Mitch.
So the reason that I put together that outrage intro, the week in outrage, is because this story has people up in arms. And kind of for good reason.
Twitter broke for a while.
Did it?
I think it's because of this.
People going nuts?
Yeah.
Yeah, the reactions have been interesting. So some of the media reactions, before we get to the general reaction from locals and tourists and people who are going to be affected by this.
Are you the media?
No.
Okay.
Well, I suppose, but no. No, we'll take the position of tourists because that's where we fall.
All right.
But so there was one article that I saw where they mentioned, well, downtown Las Vegas has charged for a while, and that's true, although there are ways to get around that. For example, usually if you valet, it's free, or if you're a customer at a hotel, you can
put a certain amount in.
Yeah, they have ways where you can get validated. And the reason for downtown is because they have limited parking, and they don't want people who are working downtown, for example, the Zappos employees, to fill up the casino and hotel parking garages. They have a limited supply and a greater demand than can handle that supply.
Mm-hmm.
So, thus, paid parking. That's how it works. On the Strip, that's not the case. They've got all the parking they need.
Mm-hmm.
There's no shortage of parking there. But there was also a mention of, well, in other cities, and that's MGM has thrown that out there too.
Oh,
other cities.
Well, didn't Murren throw it out?
Oh, yeah, he threw that out a while ago.
With the event thing, like, oh, well, in any other major city, you're going to pay $20 at least to.
And that is true.
Go to an event.
That is true. But if you're, so forget the event thing, because this is not event specific. This is all the time.
No.
Although we don't know what that overnight guest, so daytime, does that mean daytime you don't have to pay? I suspect not. It'll be an hourly rate instead of the minimum of $10 for 24 hours or some shit. But anyway, if you want to compare Vegas, the Vegas Strip to Chicago and LA, it's a different thing. It's not apples to apples in the comparison. Again, supply and demand. There's plenty of supply available in Vegas, and that's not the case a lot of times in major cities.
No.
And also, it's the tourist destination aspect plays a big part in this. Also, the entities own their own parking, which is a little bit different. So if you go downtown Chicago, most of the parking ramps are probably owned by people who own parking ramps, not necessarily by people who...
It might be owned by a hotel or something if it's adjacent, but...
Again, very limited supply.
Yeah.
I don't know. It's just not, it's not quite the same thing.
Right.
And the other cities aren't as dependent on tourism as the Las Vegas Strip is either, so... And then somebody also mentioned in the media, also mentioned, consider this a cover charge. Think of MGM Resorts as one big entertainment district, and this is your cover charge.
What?
Fuck that shit. That's not, no.
No.
Nobody considers this one huge entertainment. You're spending your money throughout, I don't know. I don't get that comparison. It's very odd. I don't see this in the same light.
It's not like an exclusive club that you're going into. No. You know,
I don't know. I just have a hard time comparing Las Vegas and the parking. I know you're going to pay for parking in most cities, and I just don't see this being quite the same. So you might say Atlantic City, because that's another one where for a long time the hotels have charged.
Where the casinos are.
It is where the casinos are. What show was that?
Forensic Files.
There was a reference to Atlantic City, and the narrator said, where the casinos are, which I like that a lot.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, so there's some parallels there, but again, supply and demand. They have a lot more customer base driving in and a limited supply of parking compared to, I would say, Vegas. I don't know. Anyway, let's shift to the reaction from those of us who are going to be affected by it. People who drive into Las Vegas, people who are used to renting cars.
Mm-hmm.
Lots of outrage, lots of angry people. And I get it. And
is a lot of it centered in Southern California?
I'm sure there is a fair amount. A lot of locals in Vegas, too.
But, yeah.
So, yes, people are very upset. And I completely get that. I think the level of outrage, as with any of these things, the level of outrage is interesting. Because as soon as it's announced, it's like, fuck this. I'm never going to Vegas again. They're nickel and diming me. And, okay. Yeah. Well,
yeah, they are nickeling and diming
you. They absolutely are. It's unpleasant. It's not a good change. But I think a lot of the people who are saying they're never going to go to Vegas again or they're not going to go to Vegas as often said the same thing when resort fees hit. And I don't know. Maybe for some people, the parking thing will be the straw that broke the camel's back. But I think for most people, it probably over time, they'll just deal with it.
Mm-hmm.
That's my guess. And other companies on the strip will no doubt follow suit. So
yeah.
Right now, this is just MGM properties.
But, Caesars is going to hop on this.
Caesars. Those executives, they were sitting around a board. I can just picture the Caesars. I don't want to picture this, but Caesars executives, they're in the boardroom, and somebody walks in. Guys, MGM just announced that they're going to be charging for part. All those executives, all the male executives in the room just unzipped their pants and started just jerking off. They were so happy. That was like the greatest. They were all so
more
aroused.
Profits, yay!
Yeah, I know. We can finally pay off another $100,000 from our billions in debt that we are. So anyway, in a couple years, they're all going to be doing this. It sucks.
Keep going. I have to check on something in the other room.
I don't know. I just I totally understand the outrage. Maybe it's this place I'm at in my life. I have a hard time becoming outraged over this kind of stuff. I get outraged over stupid shit like, you know, mason jars and eggs on things, but I have a hard time mustering up any genuine outrage over a bunch of anything these days. And I don't know. I just think the level of people being upset probably will fade fairly quickly. Now, one of the things that I'm interested in is once this becomes commonplace up and down the strip,
Because it will.
I'm wondering how that will...
Casino Royale being the only holdout, just like with resort fees.
Yeah, just like...
Resort fees.
Just like that.
Yeah.
I'm wondering if we'll
resort
see things...
Resort fees. That would be a better concept.
It would be. I wonder if we'll see things like California visitors, which make up a substantial, it's like 28% or something of Vegas visitors. if they'll start doing things like...
I know a few who are there now.
Parking at Silverton and Ubering to the Strip.
Mm-hmm.
Or, you know, I'm using Silverton as an example because it's not that far, but Hard Rock or somewhere else.
Mm-hmm.
If we'll see a lot of that kind of thing taking place.
Will people start to set up lots?
That was another thought I had, although what those lots would still have to be, they would just be cheaper.
Right.
So
it'd be like $3 a day as opposed to $10 a day.
And then we'll shuttle you to the Strip and drop you off.
Mm-hmm.
Could happen. I don't know. We'll see. There's been a lot of talk about transportation lately in Las Vegas and how they need a light rail system and all these other
things. Oh, because the monorail has been so great.
Well, the light rail system, in the theory behind this would be that it would be actually useful.
And like convenient.
Airport, Strip, downtown, all in one. But again, then why not extend the monorail?
Right.
I don't know. None of this is going to happen for a long time. And even with the parking thing, it's going to take a couple years to see how this completely affects everything.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll see. The sad part about this is that MGM Resorts has obviously decided customer satisfaction does not matter in comparison to making a profit.
Yep.
They've lost sight of the fact that if you give people a good time and make them feel good about visiting your property, mm-hmm. they're going to spend money.
Yes.
But instead, and others are doing it too, but...
MGM's really bad because they've got the whole drink ticket thing too, which...
Well, they're doing a lot of this stuff, and it's all part of this PGP initiative.
Mm-hmm.
But they're squeezing customers in the casino with worse odds than ever before.
And not in a fun way of squeezing.
No fun squeezing. They are, you know, making it harder.
They're harassing people is what they're doing.
They are. They're making it harder to get comp drinks. They're adding more fees, all this stuff. And I think it's leaving it a bad taste in your mouth. So again, the whole outrage thing, I get it to an extent.
Yep.
I don't think it's the end of the world, but.
Here's the thing with the parking stuff.
Yes.
Resort fees. Unless you want to stay at, again, Casino Royale or...
one of the Boyd properties downtown.
You really don't have a choice.
It's reality.
If you want to stay at Cosmo, you have to pay a resort fee. If you want to stay at one of the Caesars properties or MGM properties or some of the downtown properties, you have to pay a resort fee. It's just part of life. It's what you pay to stay there.
Yes.
The parking thing... for people who drive in, you can't really... you'll find a way to get around it, but for us, it's more of an option. We can choose not to rent a car, which we choose not to most of the time because, hello, drinks.
And your point?
I don't know what my point is. My point is it's the resort fee is a... like, I feel like it affects me more personally.
Yeah,
but it still sucks that the parking fee is happening. That is my point.
Okay. So you feel that maybe you're not as upset about it because it doesn't affect you as directly.
But I still think as a concept, it sucks. And it affects people I know, so it sucks. And it's another
nickel
and diming philosophy
I think everybody
thing.
Thinks it sucks. I just have a hard time with the I'm never going to Vegas again because I'm getting charged for parking.
For us, we can get around not being charged for parking.
But I think even people who get charged for parking, maybe some, like I said, some people might scale back, but 6 months from now, they're going back to Vegas.
Mm-hmm.
Not everybody, but most, I just think the level of outrage might be a little.
This isn't the line in the sand that.
For most people, it's not.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I think Robbie Antonio said it really well on the Vegas tripping thread.
He says everything well. What did he say?
That the hotels are trying to be more like the airline industry nobody wants to be more like the airline industry.
No, that's a shame. Like I said, you know, give us a good time, make us feel good about your property. We're going to spend plenty of money.
He was in a movie called Give Us a Good Time.
I think he was. All right, moving on to something a little bit more interesting. Well, not more interesting, but a little bit more uplifting, maybe. I don't know if it's uplifting either. Tropicana is advertising for employees at an all-new poolside day club.
Why?
I don't know. They've had several failed attempts at this before. I'm kind of surprised they're trying again.
They have a nice pool.
Yes. No, this is separate from the main pool. Yeah, it's all mm-hmm. relatively new from when they remodeled.
So I get why they want to attract people to their pool area,
yes.
even if it's separate from their regular pool.
Yes.
It's a nice atmosphere.
It is.
However.
They're not good at it.
Well, no.
And they have new owners. So in all fairness, you know, I guess maybe try something again. But you may recall the names Nikki Beach, Bagatelle, RPM.
Douche Bagatelle.
Tropicana Beach Club. These were their day club and nightclub concepts that lasted for a very short amount of time. Right now they're using this space for private events only. This reminds me of, you know how in every city has, every major city will have restaurant locations that fail consistently?
Yeah, like it's a cursed corner or a cursed building or something.
Yeah, something will go in there and it'll last for maybe a year, year and a half, and then close. Something new will come in and nothing can do well there. I'm wondering if the stink of failure has faded yet from the Tropicana space, because I think it kind of has that whole stigma. Maybe not even amongst club goers. It's just, it's Tropicana. It's not a nightclub, day club vibe.
No.
So if they're, if they try to, maybe they can make it work if they try to do something different where they're not trying to compete with Hakkasan and Dre's Beach Club and Encore Beach Club and the big nightclubs and day clubs, but instead are focusing on the middle market and not being, not trying to be a big oonsy thing. I don't know. I don't know what that would be, but if they're trying to compete with the big boys, they've tried before and it's going to fail. So I hope they're planning something different. We'll see. They haven't announced an official name or when it opens, but
maybe they'll put shuffleboard in.
We'll talk about shuffleboard later.
Some cornhole.
There's a
I just love seeing cornhole. Yeah.
There's a club of a different kind opening at Bally's. It actually has opened. Bally's has a comedy club once again. It had a, I think, LA comedy club for a while at Cabo Wabo. And now that went away. That's somewhere else.
Wait, Cabo Wabo?
Inside, like upstairs or something. For a while they had an LA comedy club.
Okay. Isn't Cabo Wabo at Planet Hollywood, though?
Oh, Planet Hollywood. I'm sorry. Bally's had one, though, didn't they?
I don't know.
I don't know what the fuck I'm talking about.
Are you drunk?
I'm feeling good.
Good.
You're right. LA Comedy Club. I don't know. Anyway, these comedy clubs move around a lot.
Mm-hmm.
This one is new. Jokesters.
Ooh. Jokesters. Tell me more.
It is now open at the window showroom at Bally's at 9:30 every night. I think maybe they had something else in the window showroom for a while. I don't know, but regardless, I don't know what the fuck I'm talking about. Jokesters Comedy Club, however, opened less than a week ago. It's already proclaiming, however, that it has been voted the best new comedy club in Las Vegas.
By whom?
How does that work? You've been open like 3 days. That's on their, they have a video on YouTube about Jokesters and all the great comics. And yes, voted the best new comedy club in Las Vegas. Did they just have a company meeting? Who? What's the best comedy club? I think we are. All right, let's put that in the video. They didn't have any attribution. Thought that was very puzzling.
You want sources.
Tickets are $38 and up. You can already get them from discounters, including Groupon, however, so don't pay full price.
What kind of club is it? Is it like a stand-up? More of a stand-up thing, not an improv thing?
Nope, stand-up comedy.
Any known names? Any known quantities?
The website, jokesterscomedy.com, has very little information at this point. They just had the people who are performing there this week, neither of whom I recognized. But of course, they're saying Vegas is top comics. So there you go. So anyway, if you want to see some stand-up comedy, Bally's is one of many, many places on the Strip in downtown that have a comedy club.
What would you say, even though we've never been to one, what would you say is the best comedy club in Vegas?
I haven't been to one, so I don't know.
Okay.
Yeah, we haven't done stand-up comedy except for in like theater, the big theaters, but
right, when it's a headliner that we know.
I mean, obviously, improv is probably the best known name.
Just
and that's been around a long time at Harrah's. But I don't know. I mean, Brad Garrett's at MGM. I don't know. They've got Laugh Factory. That's another well-known name. That's a Trop. I don't know.
Speaking of Laugh Factory, isn't that what Taffer Brent? Okay, we're going to talk about John Taffer's Bar Rescue for a minute.
We are?
Yes. He did a Back to the Bar special that was just a train wreck.
Vegas Link, Brandy Beavers was on there, and she was on the reality show that was filmed at Caesars. I don't remember what it was called.
Remember that? Yeah, vaguely.
Was it called like Caesars 24-7 or Vegas 24-7 or something? She worked at Shadow Bar.
Ah, okay.
Yeah, so she was on one of the Bar Rescue episodes, and then she was in the Back to the Bar, and she's a horrible actress. It was great.
Yeah, there was so much stage shit going on, but they had a... was it the Improv or a Laugh Factory? They had some branded thing.
I think it was Laugh Factory.
And this guy, they rebranded this guy's comedy club, and he was all pissed off about it because it wasn't the way he wanted to run things or whatever. But it just seemed very, and Brandy Beavers is one of the waitresses who had worked there, and there were just a lot of shocked expressions and fake outrage, and
it was horrible. Yeah. I think that might have been it for Bar Rescue for me. I think I might be done with that.
You're
show.
Done with Bar Rescue now?
I think I'm kind of bored with it.
Oh,
getting a little too reality showy.
Because for a while it was like, all right, Sunday night, Taffer's going to yell at somebody. Bring it.
Yeah, it's getting a little stale.
Yeah,
all those shows get stale pretty quick. I don't watch.
They get formulaic.
I don't watch Pawn Stars anymore. I barely watch American Pickers anymore. None
what
of
about
those
shows. Shark Tank?
I still like Shark Tank, but the Beyond the Shark, I don't give a shit about.
Oh, no.
So, I don't know. All right, moving along, a couple more news items. Let's talk about The Still. This is a bar we mentioned that's going to be opening at the Mirage in the Revolution Lounge space. Some official details came out. It's going to be a sports bar. I'm like, oh, okay, that sounds like it might be a good fit at the Mirage. I thought it was going to be more of an, you know, hipstery place. And there's some of that here, but it's opening in March. They're going to be focusing on a large beer selection.
Yes.
I approve of that, in addition to a cocktails menu. But large beer is going to, a large beer menu, a large beer. They're only going to have large beers, none of the small beers.
It'll be like the downtown Las Vegas Event Center, the size of their drinks.
Those are some large beers.
And cocktails.
Yeah. But they also mentioned they're going to have, so it's going to be a sports bar kind of thing. So they're going to have billiards and shuffleboard. And this seems like the 15th week in a row that I've seen some sort of press release about shuffleboard being added to some, isn't it that Encore Players Club?
Mm-hmm.
Apparently the ever coveted millennial market loves shuffleboard.
Wow.
I don't understand this.
Who put shuffleboard in our basement?
Why?
I don't know. So you can
have a bunch of,
understand what millennials like.
Are we going to have a bunch of millennials over to hang out in the basement?
No.
No. When we get our dog nanny, she'll be a millennial.
Yes.
I assume it's going to be a she.
That's up for debate.
Actually, that's kind of off the table now since we didn't win the Powerball, isn't
right.
it? Shit. All right. Anyway, so if you want to play shuffleboard, there are now 14,000 locations in Vegas where you can do it. And in March, there's going to be another one. I don't understand the... Isn't that an old people game? Isn't that like cruise
yes.
ships and
yes.
retirement homes? Okay. Whatever.
But if the millennials like it, you got to put it into your property.
I know. Apparently that's all the rage. We got to get the millennial money. Look into the future. Us Gen Xers are old news now. Fuck us. Nobody cares about us anymore.
Oh, we're long past because there's a generation in between us and millennials, isn't there?
No.
No?
No.
Oh.
It's us, then millennials. Okay. What's after millennials?
I don't know.
What are those fuckers going to be into?
I thought there was somebody in between us and millennials, but I'm totally wrong.
So it's like the millennials are into the retro stuff like shuffleboard. Are the people behind millennials going to be like super retro where they're into like rolling wheels down the street with a stick? Stick ball, playing jacks, marbles. Oh, fuck. Okay. You know
this
how I feel?
Okay, because we were Generation X. Was yeah. there a Generation Y?
I think that's the millennials.
That's, okay.
They're not called
I would
Generation
never
Y anymore.
Make it in marketing. That's what this last 2 minutes has proven.
We went greatest generation, baby boomers, X, millennial. I don't know if there's anything else in there. Hmm. The generation spans are so wide.
Yeah.
That it's kind of... it's hard to lump every because millennials are like anybody who's currently age 12 or 37. It's a weird span.
Oh, wow.
It's not really that wide, but it's...
It could be.
I don't know. All right, moving along. Let's talk about brunch because I love to talk about brunch.
You love you some brunch.
Cosmopolitan Steakhouse STK now offers brunch from 11 to 4 on Sunday. There was a review in Las Vegas Weekly that says that the servers wear pajamas and there's a DJ.
Okay.
And the DJ, so STK, the whole, we've not been there.
No.
But I've heard many times that it's so loud there that you can't really have a conversation. Like, which, you know, at a restaurant.
Is it so the meat vibrates?
I don't know what the point of that is, but apparently I wouldn't expect that to be carried over to their brunch.
Yeah.
Thing, but it is apparently. It's very loud.
That's, okay. When you go to your morning or noon meal, on a weekend.
Yeah.
You're usually a little hungover.
A lot of people are.
Especially in Vegas.
A lot of people are.
You don't want the oonts.
I wouldn't think so. But apparently they're doing that at STK. So if you want some morning or I guess early afternoon vibe dining, STK is the place to go for brunch.
Did you say what the hours are?
11 to 4 on Sundays.
Okay.
Yeah. If you're interested, there's, like I said, there's a review in this week's Las Vegas Weekly.
We were talking about this earlier offline.
During rehearsal.
And I was talking about one of my favorite, it's in the mix of my breakfast places. I don't know if it's in my top five, but they have a live band occasionally, and it's really distracting if you're meeting someone to catch up.
Is this like Wynn's Jazz Brunch? Is that a jazz combo?
I think so.
It's not like a Journey cover band.
No. We ended up in the room with the band once, and it was just really awkward. We couldn't hear anything, and then we felt like, okay, should we be talking, or should we be paying attention to the band? Are they background music, or are they performing? And I just felt weird and awkward and angry. Because then, you know, every so often you'd have to stop. All right, we need to applaud them, even though they're pissing us off.
That's no fun.
So we've requested being in the non-band room ever since.
Yeah, really, I would think for brunch you just want some gentle background music. You don't want loud.
No.
I agree.
Whether you want to converse or whether you just want to silently sit and nurse your hangover.
Oh, it's not just called STK Brunch, by the way. It's the STK Brunch Club. Apparently you're part of some sort of organization if you have brunch there.
Yeah. My eyes are rolling so hard right now. I don't think STK is a place for me.
No, I don't think it's for me either. I'm sure the food is lovely, but I don't think I want to. I don't think the environment would necessarily please me.
Mm-hmm.
Let's talk about one more restaurant note downtown. El Cortez has a new pizza place because we need one more of those. Pizza Lotto opened in the former cafe space. Been wondering what's going to go. I guess they're not going to do that nightclub thing that was rumored there for a while.
Mm-hmm.
Thank goodness. That would have been a bad idea.
Oh, please let this not happen because no.
Even though I don't necessarily care about a new pizza place, I'm glad they're using the space.
Mm-hmm.
And in addition to pizza, they have some salads and sandwiches and some other Italian dishes. So that's all right. And a few breakfast items as well.
If I was drunk enough and happened to be at El Cortez, I might stop by.
Well, and since they've screwed up their dining options when they got rid of the Flame and the
Cafe Cortez
and combine them into Seagulls, which
I'm
has been
so pissed about this.
Well, I'd be fine with it if Seagulls weren't getting such mediocre reviews.
Yeah.
Because you had two decent restaurants and now you've combined them into one mediocre restaurant.
Mm-hmm.
So that's unfortunate.
Mistake.
So they've got this new pizza place. It's called Pizza Lotto. And the whole shtick there, one of our listeners, Lynn, longtime listener of the show.
Yay. Love Lynn.
She reported that in the back of the restaurant, they're going to have slot machines. They don't yet. They've done kind of a soft opening, but they're going to have slot machines in the back so you can play.
So you can gamble.
Gamble and play. Slots and slices. That's their tagline.
Hmm.
But as you enter, the whole lotto concept, as you enter, you get a scratch-off ticket or a pull tab lottery ticket, apparently. And it will be for something, a discount or a free slice or free soda or something at the restaurant. So kind of a neat little shtick, I guess.
Hey, people like free stuff.
They do. You're not going to get that on the strip. They're going to bend you over and fuck you with a barbed wire dildo instead as you enter 550 pizza. That's how you're treated on the strip. Downtown, they'll still give you a free soda.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Well, that's probably a picture nobody wanted in their head.
Oh, no.
I'm sorry. I don't know where that came from. I have some haunting thoughts going through my head. Sometimes they pop out. It's not good. All right. So there you go. I don't know. We'll probably try Pizza Lotto at some point, see how it is. It's kind of a stupid name, but I guess it goes with the concept of getting the free lotto ticket.
Yeah.
All right. Before we get to our trippies analysis.
If anyone's tried Pizza Lotto.
Yeah, let us know how the food is.
Yeah. I'm curious where it fits in the whole pizza scale of downtown.
Equality.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right.
Viator. It gives you more.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
All right, let's talk about our friends at Viator. One of the things I love about Viator is convenience.
I like convenience.
Convenience is a good thing.
Yes.
Viator makes it convenient. You can book attractions, shows, adventures, whatever it is you're going to book through Viator.com on your computer, or if you're on the road, for example, in your hotel room or in your car, not driving, but in your car, you can use your iPhone, iPad, or Android. They've got great apps. They're simple. They're intuitive. Great information, great pictures, great reviews. It's very easy. Viator makes it very, very easy to use their services.
Mm-hmm. And they don't nickel and dime you, unlike certain properties on the Strip.
That's true. So wherever you are, whatever device you're using, Viator has you covered. They can make your trip better. Book something cool through Viator. Make your vacation awesome. As I mentioned, you can check it out at Viator.com. You can download their apps from the Android and Apple app stores. I don't know what the Android app store is called. Google Play. Is that what it is?
I don't know.
I don't know. yeah, so there you go. Check out Viator. They've been supporting our show for a long time. They have many, many cool activities to make your vacation in Vegas or elsewhere all kinds of awesome. And if you're going to book something through Viator, click through the banner at 500bymidnight.com and we get extra credit points.
Yay.
Hooray. Okay, so.
Can I be a diva?
Why not?
Along with a public service announcement.
Uh-huh.
I'm trying Fireball and Ginger Ale.
Oh, how's that going?
No. I am giving my beverage side eye. I'm just like,
Why would you combine Fireball with something?
I don't know.
I mean, other than like rum chata,
but why would you? I thought it might be good. It's not. Please do not do that.
We're going to be talking through the trippy segment for a long time. Do you need a new drink?
Yes, please.
All right, let's pause.
Thank you.
Okay.
All right, I'm back.
You're refreshed.
I have a Colorado Bulldog.
Ah, good choice.
Tasty.
All right. So every year we like to analyze the Vegas Tripping Trippies Awards.
Mm-hmm.
It's always fun. There's always a lot to it. So we're going to do that again this year?
Yes. With beverages.
So this is a recap of the Reader's Choice Awards. This is not the Editor's Choice Awards, mm-mm, although I encourage you to see all their picks and read the reasons behind them and listen to their podcast if you want in-depth discussions on why they chose and some of the ins and outs of that. It's very interesting.
Mm-hmm.
You can also read all of the results at VegasTripping.com for both the Reader's and Editor's Choice. And so the whole thing behind the Trippies and the reason that I kind of like to talk about this every year is it demonstrates trends.
Yep.
And we can kind of see what's on the mind of Vegas Tripping readers. And inevitably, someone will get outraged.
Do you want to play your outrage clip?
Every year I get somebody pissed off.
Oh, wait, you'll need to use that next week when someone emails you.
No, because I'm not going to respond. I'm not going to address it. I'm not.
No,
everybody has their opinions, and that's the thing. You vote for these, and this is the awards that got the most votes.
Mm-hmm.
So if you're mad that the things that you voted for didn't get the most votes, what you just don't share the same opinions as everyone. That's fine.
You can continue to go to your favorite place. It's okay.
No need for outrage.
Or if you don't like a place, you don't have to go there. Nobody's forcing you.
No. So anyway. Somebody made a really good point in some of the comments that were made on Vegas Tripping.
Yeah.
So there's discussion sometimes about, sometimes people will say like, well, the people that read Vegas Tripping, a lot of them have gone to VIMP and therefore they vote for the properties that are hosting VIMP, the D and Golden Gate. Although I don't think Golden Gate really got anything. The D got a couple.
Mm-hmm.
So that's been a source of some contention over the years, mm-hmm, over the last couple of years. And somebody made the really good point
Golden Gate got best craps.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, somebody made a really good point in the discussion that when you vote for these awards,
mm-hmm,
it's based on the experience you've had,
yep,
and the perceptions you've had.
Yes.
So if you had a really good time during those events, during our past events.
Always a craps takeover at Golden Gate after.
I don't think that the craps thing is necessarily that people, I don't think anybody's upset about that.
No.
But I'm just saying.
I'm saying if you had a good time playing craps somewhere, playing blackjack somewhere, or drinking somewhere.
It's during an event or not, but if you had a good time during the event, it's probably going to influence your vote.
Right.
So yeah, that's true. So that's fine.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know that that's. Anyway, let's not get into that.
People tend to get worked up over shit that they really don't need to get worked up over.
You know what? You're right. Let's just do this.
This week,
rest assured that I was on the internet within minutes, registering my disgust throughout the world.
In outrage.
This is bullshit!
I'm so happy to have my new intro. Anyway.
You're a fan of using bullshit in your sound clips.
I do like bullshit. Well, I don't like bullshit. I like calling
You're like calling out bullshit.
Yes. It's funny that I'm outraged over outrage. Because I get so worked up about such stupid shit. So that's what's even best. Okay, anyway, let's start.
Yes, this is funny to me.
Let's start working our way through some of the categories here.
Tell me more about your outrage.
I'm not outraged over anything tonight. Let's talk about some of the categories and we'll see where this takes us. I don't think we're going to hit every single award because that gets a little much. But
yeah.
All right, so we'll go in the order that they appear on the Vegas Tripping website because that's the order that I decided to note them down. So let's talk about, first we're going to talk about hotels. So this is the hotel side of things.
Mm-hmm.
I always get annoyed. Let's talk about outrage. I always get annoyed when I go on, like, and I don't do it that often, but let's say TripAdvisor where people post room reviews or post reviews of whatever. And there will be, like, in the hotel section, someone will be bitching about a hotel they didn't stay at. They're like, I had a really bad time in the casino, but they're not in the casino section of TripAdvisor. They're in the hotel.
Then put it in the casino section. Don't put it in the hotel section because what you're saying has nothing to do with the goddamn hotel, you motherfucker.
So anyway, this is the hotel section. Let's start with downtown.
Mm-hmm.
Best downtown went to the ever controversial The D.
All right.
The D also got three other Reader's Choice Awards. It got worst pool, best casino, and best slots.
My favorite thing about the worst pool was when John Hall said, if the beat drops and no one is there to hear it, does the beat drop?
I didn't even know they had a DJ at the pool, but they were talking about that on the on their podcast. Mm-hmm. So how do you feel about this? Do you see the D as the best downtown hotel?
It depends on what you're looking for. The D is the place where I have many of my good times.
We're talking hotel, not casino. Although they do kind of go together.
Yeah. Wouldn't you?
So hotel.
Wait. Was it best hotel or best overall?
Best downtown hotel.
I would say it's a toss-up between the D and the Nugget.
I'd still say Golden Nugget is my best hotel. I like the D. I've enjoyed staying there.
Mm-hmm. If you're looking for a strip comparable experience, the Golden Nugget has your whole package because you've got the spa, you've got the pool with the water slide and cabanas and stuff.
Right. Yep. But I love those D suites.
Yes.
So.
Yes.
I don't know.
Three TVs, man.
If I looked at the overall hotel, probably still go Golden Nugget, but I do like the D quite a bit. Worst pool? The D's pool is shitty. I think I voted for the Cal. They have a rooftop pool that serves all of the Boyd properties in the Fremont area. And I haven't been there, so I'll admit that. So I can't. It's probably like a shitty vote because I haven't been there. But I've seen the pictures.
You had a horrible time in the casino, so you're going to vote worst pool.
I've seen based on the pictures, it's like, oh, this. Usually, even if the pool is kind of shitty, they'll make it look good in the pictures.
Mm-hmm.
Not this one. No, it looks bad.
Is it like the Imperial Palace pool used to be?
Kind of, but on a roof.
Ooh.
Yeah, and with like not a lot of space around the edge of the pool. It's like imagine there's like a wall around the edge of the roof.
Uh-huh.
And then you got a little bit of space to walk and then the pool. And there's some like room for chairs, but
wow.
It looks pretty bad. So, like, even, like, the Binion's pool, even though it's on the roof, which is cool in concept, we've been up there and that sucked.
Mm-hmm.
It could be nice.
It could. The thing about the Binion's pool, it has potential because it's got a decent view. I mean, the downtown view is
nothing.
It's fine. But it has potential. You could have done stuff with it, but they just chose not
to. I'm sure it was something back in the day, but right now it sucks. Anyway, so, yeah, worst pool. I can't argue with the D.
Yeah.
Best casino.
Mm-hmm. Great times. Always
a good time there.
Yeah. I think I'd give the edge to the Nugget for the rooms, but I think I'd give the edge to the D for the casino.
Yeah, I don't like the casino Golden Nugget.
I just don't hang out there.
I don't like much about it, actually. Yeah. But my favorite casinos, yeah, it's probably my favorite casino downtown.
Mm-hmm.
Just because it's always been fun. And I like gambling there. So best slots, I don't know. I never know how to vote for best slots, even though I play them. Like, I rarely do well at any of them, so I don't know. Okay, worst downtown hotel went to Las Vegas Club, which is hilarious because the hotel hasn't been open for several years.
Right.
It also got worst service, worst entertainment, and worst casino. This was kind of one of those things, like, we got one more chance to vote to for how
stick it to
shitty.
Vegas Club.
Yeah, we got one more chance to show Las Vegas Club how shitty it was when it was the last few years when it was open. Let's take advantage of it, because they haven't had any entertainment. They haven't had a hotel. Clearly, according to this, they haven't had any service. yeah, the casino has been bad for a long time. So one of the things about these awards, too, is you a lot of times, you know, if you haven't experienced some of these specific things, the impulse for a lot of us is to vote for the thing that we know is bad overall.
Right.
So, like, you'll see in a couple minutes, Circus gets shit on a lot in categories that it may or may not deserve to get worst votes for. But it's one of those things where you're like, fuck that place. I hate the whole thing.
Yeah.
So I'm going to vote for everything.
That's how I was with Plaza. I shit all over Plaza on my ballot because I figured, all right, Las Vegas Club, it's no more.
Time to turn our attention to their other property, which is, I don't know.
It's the thing. I think the thing that pisses me off with Plaza is that there is potential there.
It's been
it
wasted
just
potential.
Wasted.
Yeah, I get that.
That's what makes me angry.
Although I don't think they got any awards. Okay, so.
Best or worst. I don't think they did either.
That's the worst. Farewell, Las Vegas Club. That's pretty much it. No more voting for Las Vegas Club. Best strip hotel went to Cosmopolitan. Cosmo got a lot of stuff. Best hotel overall, in addition to just on the strip. Best rooms, best overall dining, best bar for Chandelier, best cocktails, and best in show, which is kind of a compilation of whoever got the most best of votes.
I have a hard time disagreeing with this, though.
Always have a good time at Cosmo.
I love Cosmo.
We've said it many times. We always find ourselves at Cosmo, even if we're staying downtown.
Yep. If I am going to go to one strip hotel, downtown, it's Cosmo.
Yep. I do like the rooms there a lot.
I do too.
I love that they have terraces.
The terraces are
that
a big
makes
deal.
It. Yeah, it is a big deal. So I do like the rooms.
Even though they're a little pricey because of the terrace.
Terrace tax.
But.
Best overall dining. Do you agree with that one for Cosmo?
I always find myself there, too. There are a lot of destinations for me in Cosmo.
Yeah. I probably, the three that I would say for me that I would immediately think of as far as contenders for best dining, probably Cosmopolitan, Venetian / Palazzo, because those are combined.
Yes.
And Caesars.
And Caesars. Yep. Yeah. I would agree with those.
But yeah, Cosmo, I think the Henry needs to go.
Yeah.
I think it's mediocre, but otherwise.
Yeah, the Henry's fine, but it's not exciting. I love Cina Poblano. I enjoy Holstein's a lot, even though we haven't been there in a while. That used to be our go-to.
Yep. Like Secret Pizza.
Yeah.
Like Blue Ribbon.
Yep. Haven't been to
what about STK?
or DOCG. I hear Milos is really good.
Egg Slut is coming soon.
Yeah.
If you know what I mean. All right. Best bar, Chandelier. What about that one as a bar aficionado?
I fucking love Chandelier.
I'm a fan of Chandelier. There's a lot of bars that I like in Las Vegas, so it's hard for me to choose a best. But I do like Chandelier quite a bit.
Yeah. I've had some really, really good times at Chandelier.
Again, I find myself there a lot. It's like there's this magnet that keeps pulling me back there. Mm-hmm. So. And their cocktail program at Chandelier is outstanding. Can't argue with that. So,
and they've got the Verbena.
Yep. Worst strip. Circus got worst strip hotel as well as worst hotel overall. Worst rooms, worst spa, worst carpet. This is, as I mentioned earlier, I think people just went,
let's check all these boxes. Yep.
I don't know if I did that so much this year. I forgot to take screenshots of my votes, and I know you can't find the screenshots
I did, but I don't know where they are. But that's okay.
I don't know what I just did. I just whapped myself in the head with my headphones. Chuck Monster pointed out that the rooms at Circus have had a complete remodel and probably aren't worthy of worst rooms, but again, this is kind of the overall we hate Circus vibe.
Right. And for a while, Circus was ineligible because Brandy won for best social media, and then she left, and then...
Well, no, it was ineligible because it for awards it won 3 years in a row, the worst of.
Oh, okay.
And then it had to win a best of before.
Then it had to win a best of. Oh, okay.
I think that was the rule. I don't know if that rule is still in place.
I don't know.
Okay, best off strip. That went to M Resort. We haven't been there in a while, but yeah, it's a nice place.
Yeah, I like M Resort.
I wouldn't argue with that one.
Yeah.
Worst off strip went to Rio.
Hmm. Yes. I can think of other places, but I'm not that familiar with some of those other places.
That's my thought. I'm sure that there are worst off strip, probably that were even in the final five or whatever that you vote for.
Yeah.
However, I think the majority of people probably haven't experienced those where...
And they have experienced Rio. And again, yeah. It's the whole potential thing. They could do so much with that property and they haven't.
Yep. Best service went to Wynn. I don't know. Haven't been there that much lately.
Yeah.
I think that one could be a reputational thing too.
Right.
It's not necessarily that everybody has experienced this in the past year. So it might be, a couple years ago when we stayed there, which has been a few years. It was great.
Wonderful.
It also got worst craps and best casino carpet.
Hmm.
Well, worst craps because, Steve Wynn made a big deal about, hey, I'm fucking all my craps players by lowering it to 2x odds, which is horseshit. So.
Yeah. Well.
Well deserved.
Here you go, Steve.
Yep. Best
the
pool.
Service, I've heard mixed reviews.
Yeah.
I've heard because it used to be so great, consistently great, and now I've heard a mix.
It's
which
not
is
getting the
not
raves
good.
That it once did. Best pool went to Mandalay Bay, the perennial winner. Probably the most recognizable pool in Las Vegas. Best luxury went to Mandarin Oriental.
I haven't been, but yet I would still agree with this just because being on their property and experiencing some of their restaurants and bars and.
It's the perception thing.
Yeah.
Even though we haven't experienced the hotel itself, you think of that place and you're like, I know I'm going to be treated well there. I know mm-hmm. It's going to be expensive, but it's going to be great.
Yeah.
So worst luxury went to Trump. I'm guessing that might have been more of a political statement than necessarily a lot of people who have stayed at Trump and had a bad experience.
So. Right. Because I don't think a lot of people are staying at Trump, to
are
be honest.
Are a lot of people even considering that a luxury property?
No.
I wouldn't have necessarily known that that would be considered a luxury property. I would have considered it maybe like upper mid tier or something.
Yeah.
But I don't know. I guess not. Maybe it's a little more pricey than I thought. Best value was a tie between the Mirage and the Link.
Hmm.
I would err more toward the Link on this one.
I would too.
Just because the Mirage is a little bit worn these days,
uh-huh.
Needs a little bit of work. But I think,
and I still think the prices aren't in line with... I think the prices are more in line with the remodeling at Link than they are with the dated rooms at the Mirage.
Yeah, I think...
You're going to get a better value at Link, is what I'm trying to say.
I would say that I think the Link is a good value. Mm-hmm. That's the one I would probably... I don't know if I voted for that or not, but I...
I would also say Bally's and Vidara are contenders in the best... value category for me personally.
I agree as well. I think, and Vidara isn't necessarily as cheap, but I think mm-hmm. You get a lot for your money, and that's the value aspect of it.
Yep.
Worst value went to Caesar's Palace. See, I want to talk about Caesar's here. Caesar's, it got worst value, which it has frequently, and I've been critical of Caesar's pricing for a long time.
Mm-hmm.
I still am. I still think it's overpriced. But the interesting thing about Caesar's here is the overall package of awards that it received.
Hmm.
Okay, worst value,
mm-hmm.
Best spa for Qua, best shopping for Forum Shops, best buffet for Bacchanal, best entertainment,
mm-hmm.
Best act for Absinthe,
mm-hmm.
Worst slots, worst video poker, worst blackjack.
Hmm.
There's no other property that got this weird combination of worst and best. It's very interesting that some properties... people are going to vote like, I hate this, I hate this, I hate this.
Yep, circus.
Caesar's is much more like...
I like this, but I hate this, but I like this, but I hate this.
Well, the trend is, I like all the stuff that Caesar's offers except for their casino.
Yeah.
And the Caesar's casino, realistically, is pretty close to all of the other Caesar's properties in terms mm-hmm. of what they offer.
Yeah. Now, I think we were talking about this earlier, and it's a more of a flagship thing because Caesar's... it's not only Caesar's Palace, but it has the name of the corporation, so it's representing Bally's, Paris, Harrah's.
Like. Yeah, see, and I think Harrah's used to get this a lot when mm-hmm. Harrah's was a corporate name.
Yep.
So I suspect it's more of an indictment of the...
The overall
corporation. Mm-hmm. Because the casino itself... So let's look... When you look at some of these casino awards, and I remember we talked about this last year, it's not just necessarily the... hey, this has the best blackjack game on the strip. It's also the mm-hmm. environment.
Yep.
So with that, I would say Caesar's Palace. I like the casino at Caesar's.
Yeah.
I don't necessarily like the games. I don't like the odds, but I like playing there.
Yeah. And I like walking through there. I don't feel in a rush to get out of there like I do with some casinos, Luxor.
We were talking about that, the Palace Casino, the original dome table game pit, and how cool that is.
It's beautiful.
So it's like, you think about those things, like, well, you know what? The casino is actually kind of cool, but in this instance, the games are so shitty that it maybe that part of it overtakes the part
the beauty
where
of
you
it
actually
and the
like
experience.
Playing there.
Yeah.
Whereas some other places, Cosmo has shitty games, but I do like playing there because I like the overall feel of the place.
Right.
So I can, I don't know. It's a little bit...
Yeah, I'm more inclined to play slots at Cosmo or video poker at Cosmo because of the bars.
Yeah.
So even though the odds aren't that great. Yeah. And the slots, I mean, just because of the atmosphere, I guess. And because I've been adjacent to a bar.
I still do think the value at Caesar's is, I do still think it's a bad value just in terms of the price to room. I know that some of their new rooms, and we've stayed at a couple of the newer towers, and they're nice, but I still don't like the price for what you're getting.
I don't like the location because you have to walk a mile to get out of Caesar's, where if you're at Link or Flamingo or, I mean, Flamingo's a bad comparison because nobody wants to stay at Flamingo anymore because... they've really, really gone downhill. But okay, so Cromwell or Link, you're on the strip very, very soon. You're either in your property or you have the option of going somewhere else very quickly. Caesar's, it's like you have to walk a mile to get out of Caesar's.
And you think that affects the value?
It affects my value.
Your perception of value? I don't know. I just think the pricing...
It affects my experience, which affects my value.
I think the pricing is high relative to what you get, even if it is something... if you get something nice, I don't think that... I still think it's overpriced. That's what it comes down to for
me.
I also think... I think Planet Hollywood is has become in the worst value. It used to be a great value before Caesars bought it, and they decided this is going to be our second-tier hotel right behind Caesars Palace, although Cromwell is up there. Cromwell's come down in price, though, so I don't know. So that's the other one that I would say maybe worst value, but... worst shopping, Bally's Grand Bazaar.
Yep.
Lots of empty spaces, looks like shit. It's a fucking garage sale on the strip. Worst overall dining, Flamingo.
Yes.
Also got worst buffet.
Yes.
Agree on all scenarios. I will not eat there.
One thing that Chuck had commented on, and I'm thinking of specifically Carlos and Charlie's, but also Outback Steakhouse, which got, I believe, worst steakhouse.
That's coming up. Yeah, worst steakhouse Outback at Casino Royale.
He was wondering, why are you people eating here? But I don't think it's
reputation.
Yeah.
They're not.
I think it's reputation. I don't think people are actually dining there and saying, holy God, this is the worst dining experience I've ever had. I think it's either they've dined there a long time ago,
or
like we did at Carlos and Charlie's. Ugh.
Or with Outback, I think it's more, why are you dining here when you're in Las Vegas, where there are 150 good steakhouses and a mediocre chain steakhouse? I think that's what it is with Outback.
Yeah.
Yeah. And Flamingo, I'll continue to vote for it for worst dining, even though I haven't eaten there in years because
it's just been so shabby.
It was that level of shabby, and there's nothing that I've seen that leads me to believe it's turned around.
Yep.
So best steakhouse.
Back to Flamingo. Like, you just keep hearing these horrible things. Like, wasn't there like a sewage disruption in the food court at one point? And
that was like a couple years ago.
But stuff keeps happening, and we had a really bad Flamingo experience at the Flamingo Buffet
10 years ago.
But it was memorable. It was so shitty.
It was.
And again, like you said, nothing has led us to believe that things have improved. So we're going to continue to vote that as worst dining.
Probably.
Because yuck.
Best steakhouse went to Gordon Ramsay's Steak at Paris. It also got best restaurant and best chef.
I think part of this is just the name recognition of him and having all these TV programs and stuff. But
I think it's an awesome restaurant.
But I also think he does good work.
I like that restaurant a lot. So
I absolutely love it.
I don't think it's necessarily name recognition. I think there's somebody else who has some name recognition that got a worst of. So.
True.
Somewhere I know where he is. We'll get to that, I'm sure.
Yeah. Worst chef in a few minutes.
Okay, well, worst chef was Guy Fieri. That's what we're referring to.
Yeah.
So,
But yeah, I love Gordon Ramsay steak.
Me too. I don't follow chefs that much. So like Best Chef, it's like, mm-hmm. well, I really like that steakhouse, although mm-hmm. his place at Caesars didn't
I think
do much
I voted
for
Chef Natalie just because I wanted to give her some recognition for some of the stuff that she's done.
That's good. All right. Best burgers went to Holstein's at Cosmo.
Mm-hmm.
Haven't had the burgers there. Had many other dishes there and loved them. So here's the thing about best burgers, best steakhouse, best pizza, all these.
Mm-hmm.
I get annoyed. I get so annoyed now. This is one of the things I get. This is this week in rage. I get annoyed.
What annoys you, honey?
On the Facebook group. About once a month. It's not really that often, but it seems like it. About once a month, somebody jumps on there and goes, all right, let's settle this. What's the best burger in Las Vegas?
Nope.
No. You can't.
It's not going to be settled. Well, here's everyone's personal experience.
And that's fine. That's what these awards are. That's what all that
right.
is. But here's the thing. Here's why I get so annoyed by that.
These are the high percentages of the best experience or whatever.
Here's what bums me out about that question on the Facebook group. I'm always like, okay, here we go. We're now going to get a list of every restaurant in Las Vegas that has a hamburger on the menu. That's how wide-ranging the tastes for burgers are.
Mm-hmm.
I swear, you will get 75% of the restaurants on the strip that have a hamburger will end up being listed on this discussion. So it's like, let's quit asking the what is the best anything. Be more specific. I'm saying center strip mm-hmm. is what I like. I don't know.
You I like to, a burger with a lot of fancy ingredients, or I like to be able to customize my burger.
What's a good,
or,
really basic burger?
Yeah. Know, then someone will I like say, a oh, thin patty, or I like a thick patty, or I like being able to specify whether it's rare, medium, rare, well done.
Yeah, it's a horrible question. There are no bad questions. Bullshit. There are lots of bad questions.
Yes.
When it comes to our Facebook group, what's the best or worst?
Well, what's a really good burger? That's a discussion I'm willing to have. What is your favorite? Or what's
No, you're still going to get the whole list. It's pointless. So you asked that question.
I don't like the whole best thing. I like what is your favorite?
That's fine,
because
though.
Then
okay.
that implies this is my opinion.
But here's the thing. So let's say what's a good burger? You post that on the Facebook group.
Mm-hmm.
You get a list of 100 burgers in Vegas. How is that in any way useful? There's no agreement. There's not going to be any agreement. So what do you do with a list of 100 restaurants that have burgers on the menu? What have you gained from asking that question? Nothing.
Brought to you by Best Community, voted by the readers of Vegas Tripping.
I love their community, but some of these questions aren't... They're not
productive.
Conducive to getting a decent, like...
I understand. Like, you want a location and a good burger. A solid burger.
Let's just quit even asking about hamburgers.
Okay.
Because everybody has one and most of them are pretty good. Oh, it didn't work. I was going to play it again. There we go.
This week.
Rest assured that I was on the...
Okay, forget it.
Damn, you got the new clip and you busted it out three times already.
I'm outraged over the question of what the best fucking burger in Las Vegas is.
Well, how about the best pizza? Oh, wait, we have to talk about worst burger.
Same thing. See, that's the thing. You're going to get the same thing with pizza.
What was the worst burger?
Worst burger went to White Castle. It also got worst new restaurant.
It counts as a restaurant?
Barely.
I get it. It's drunk food.
Yeah, it is. It's good if you're really drunk. But
it's like
good,
I said,
it's not a good burger. It
barely
qualifies.
They're called sliders for a reason,
it
people.
It barely qualifies as a hamburger. It's like a little fucking, it's like the back page, like the cardboard page of a notebook fried up with onions. It barely qualifies as meat. And yet, I'll have one if I'm drunk. I'll have a half a dozen of them.
You'll get a sack of sliders.
Best Pizza went to Pizza Rock.
And you'll see those very soon.
Best Pizza went to Pizza Rock. I love Pizza Rock. I've
I
noticed
do too.
That there's been a little bit of backlash against Pizza Rock lately.
And yeah.
Whenever this one comes up, a few people are saying, I didn't really like it. So, you know, it's been getting mixed reviews lately.
I think
I've always
there's a difference between the restaurant and the takeout window.
That, yes. I always recommend have a full pie, but I don't know. I like Pizza Rock. It's always been good to me.
Me too.
Worst pizza went to Noble Roman. That is one of those little chain things. I think it's in the food court at Casino Royale. Nobody eats that, do they?
I hope to God not. I think even at my drunkest, I haven't eaten that.
No. Best breakfast went to Dupar's.
Yeah.
Gotta love those pancakes.
Oh, my God.
Worst breakfast went to Denny's. Again, another indictment of chain restaurants is what that is.
Mm-hmm.
Right on. If you're in Vegas and you're surrounded by great restaurants, why would you eat at Denny's?
Bouchon is so close.
Well, Bouchon's so close. A little out of the price range of Denny's.
Of Denny's, though.
But
yeah.
You can find something
but it's so good.
You can find a good cheap breakfast without having to resort to Denny's.
Yeah.
Worst restaurant went to Carlos and Charlie's at Flamingo. That's living off the reputation of how bad it's been since the year it opened.
So what's a good cheap breakfast in the Denny's price range?
Any of those places in the Miracle Mile shop that have breakfast for like $4.
All right.
That's even cheaper than Denny's, so there you go. Best new restaurant went to Giada at the Cromwell.
Hmm. That has mixed reviews, too.
It gets off. A lot of times it's good food, overpriced, bad value, slow service.
Yep.
Those are the critiques.
Yep. Beautiful view.
Yeah. I've had good experiences at Giada.
I like it. I like it, too. But we have had the slow service, too.
I don't know that I would. I don't know what I voted for this one. But I
think I voted for another. I think I voted for Chow.
Was Seersucker on the list?
I don't know. I like Seersucker.
I probably would have voted for Seersucker if it was on the list. Worst chef. Oh, we already mentioned Guy Fieri. Worst act. The perennial loser or winner, Chris Angel. Again, most people probably haven't seen that show, but it's reputational. Best attraction.
Is reputational a word?
You don't think reputational is a word?
I don't know.
I don't know. I'll look it up here on the
phone. I'm just curious.
Best attraction went to Bellagio Fountains.
Iconic.
It's amazing. Absolutely. If you hear that somebody is going to Las Vegas.
That's the first thing.
That's the must see, isn't it?
Yeah.
I think so. Worst attraction went to that thing at Monte Carlo. I mean,
Treasure Island.
That used to be the pirate show and Sirens of T.I.
And now it's a CVS.
Yes. So now it's just nothing. Reputational.
A lagoon of sadness.
Reputational is a word.
Okay. I didn't know if it was. Yeah. Never mind.
Best day club went to Dre's. They also got best nightclub.
I'd agree with that, even though I've never been when they've been oonsing.
I voted for it solely on how great it looks and having seen that.
And having been there in person, having been up there during the daytime when it's not a club.
It's an amazing space.
Just great view.
Worst day club went to Foxtail.
Because nobody goes there.
Because it's SLS. Worst nightclub, that was best day club. Worst nightclub went to LAX at Luxor.
That's still open?
That was what I said when I saw that was on the list. You never hear about LAX.
Ooh.
Does not get buzz. Worst bar, any of the MGM Resorts bars that have those drink tickets.
Yes.
I agree.
That noise.
Persistently gouging patrons.
It's so shitty. I want to go on a vacation, and I want to relax, and I want to not have to think about being charged for every little tiny thing.
Yeah. Worst cocktails went to Casino Royale. What do you think of that one?
I don't think I agree.
I don't think so either.
Casino Royale, you're not getting a mixology experience.
Nor do you want it.
You're going to get what you get. You're going to get your, dollar Michelobes and dollar margaritas?
I don't know. They don't still have those because they put a Fat Tuesdays in.
Oh, okay.
You still have the dollar Michelobes. The great thing about that is I think that like their regular domestic beer price is like $1.25 or $1.50.
Nice.
So everybody's at least it was not long ago. I think you can get a drink there pretty cheap even if it's not the dollar Michelobes.
Yeah.
But everybody loves the idea of the dollar Michelobes.
I remember sitting at the bar playing video poker and having some very strong vanilla vodka and Cokes and just enjoying myself greatly. Cheap drinks, strong pour.
Yeah.
As long as you stick with well drinks.
They're fine.
Yeah.
So I don't know.
Although vanilla really isn't a well drink. It's more of a cold drink.
So do you have any thoughts on what would be the worst cocktail option?
Ugh.
That's a tough one.
I don't know. That's really hard.
Where have I had a bad drink? Or bad drinking experience, other than just having too much and not feeling great about it.
I was thinking like bad beer, but that's not a bad cocktail.
Yeah.
That's people just not knowing what to do with their lines.
With their lines? Oh, their
beer lines.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know that I've had a bad cocktail experience in Las Vegas.
Hmm.
Where I've left feeling that the quality of the cocktails was not adequate. At least not in recent history.
I got
nothing on this one.
I have a feeling. God, I'm trying to think if it was here or if it was in Vegas where, like, there was just something where they were trying to be a mixology, but it just did not hit the mark, and it ended up being too sweet and really unbalanced and wrong. But I can't think of.
Yeah,
I can't think of what it is.
I got nothing on that one.
Yeah,
I haven't experienced a bad cocktail experience, so that tells you how low my standards are.
Yeah.
Best hangover cure went to keep drinking. I
should have done that.
I'm a fan of that one. You never do that though.
No, I get really tired and then I go to bed and then I wake up feeling like crap.
Well, no, I'm not so tired. You'll keep drinking when you're drinking, but I mean,
I know.
When you're hungover the next day, you will not immediately start drinking.
No.
Which I will do that.
Yes.
And find it works pretty well.
Hmm.
Just one or two, just to kind of get
back on the train.
Yeah, usually works. Worst hangover cure went to McCarran Airport. Have we ever flown home hungover?
No, and I don't want to ever.
We are, despite our reputations as extreme lushes, we're very careful about our last night in Vegas imbibing. If we have a flight the next day, we're usually pretty careful.
Yep.
Don't overdo it too much because we know how bad that flight home can suck.
Yep.
And we do everything we can to avoid it, so. Best video poker.
We don't want to make the flight home any more miserable than it has to be.
Right. Okay. Casino stuff. Best video poker went to Main Street Station.
Yep.
They've got very good pay tables.
Mm-hmm.
Fun environment.
And beer.
I like that casino a lot. I like playing there.
We don't get down there often enough.
I know.
I like it. But
that is
we don't go there that much.
You get, you know, if you're playing there, you can get their craft beers.
Yeah.
Which are delicious. And yeah, I like their video poker.
Mm-hmm. I like their casino. I just really like it.
Best blackjack went to El Cortez. Low limit games. Gotta love that. Surrounded by a bunch of people who are 145 years old.
One of them might kick it at the table.
You never know. So the stakes are high, even though the limits are low. Best craps went to Golden Gate, which you mentioned. Always a good time.
Mm-hmm.
Can't disagree. I'm not a big craps player, but
I'm not either, but I can't disagree with that. Yeah.
I like Golden Gate Casino a lot. Best poker went to Aria. Very nice poker room. Not a poker player. Didn't vote for that category.
Yeah.
Worst poker went to Excalibur.
Hmm.
I don't know.
I couldn't tell you. I can't really comment. Poker, yeah.
So. All right.
I think I might have. Was Planet Hollywood in the mix? Because haven't they moved that over to the Earl of Sandwich area?
They have.
It's so shabby. Weird.
It just like looks so thrown together now.
Yeah.
I mean, it was always kind of.
If you don't have an actual room. And you dare call it a poker room?
Yeah.
No.
It's always been kind of like that. It's just because it was on the edge of Heart Bar for a while.
Oh, right.
It seemed kind of thrown in there, too.
Yeah.
Put it was.
We used to have some really good machines that we would play by the poker room.
That's right.
Before they fucked up the tables.
There were always people hanging around there smoking.
Yeah. The pay tables.
Players clubs.
Mm-hmm.
Best went to Total Rewards. Worst went to Club Grazzi at Palazzo Venetian.
I understand this because Total Rewards, even though kind of up and down, you can still get a decent value for putting very little in. Club Grazzi, has anybody redeemed a comp there ever
in
the last
ago,
2 years?
Not in the last 5 years, probably.
Yeah.
Yeah, they used to.
It used to be great.
They used to have great room offers, but those days are long gone.
Yeah, great room offers. You could get cash back. And then for some reason, you try and get your cash back and it wouldn't work.
Yeah, that's just me. But Total Rewards.
I don't know.
Total Rewards,
I think it was the beginning of the end.
Very interesting because I remember a couple years ago it got best and worst players club at the same time. People love to hate it. And yes, it is one of those things where because they have such generous room offers for relatively little play, it's hard not to like that about it.
Because M Life could be doing the same thing, but they're not.
I've played heavily at Caesars.
Are you going to have to pay to be a rewards club member at some point?
I've played heavily at some of the MGM properties and have never gotten much from them, except for that one weird offer.
That one weird offer that was so great.
So I got one great offer out of nowhere and then never anything else remotely attractive.
Mm-hmm. But that one offer was pretty sweet.
Yeah. Best social media went to They All Suck. They All Suck also got worst social media, best casino website.
Mm-hmm.
Both of those. So, yeah, there's the technology stuff in terms of Vegas hotels and what they're doing is, I don't know. not, you look at some of the stuff and you're like, really, that's the best you can do?
I feel like even if people are doing good work, it gets overshadowed by the people who are doing really shitty work.
I don't know. Like most of it's bad.
Yeah, most of it's really, really bad.
Worst casino website went to the Caesars Entertainment template. So all the Caesars websites have that same look.
Yep.
It is pretty bad. I don't know what I would do to make it better, but it's not good. Best website went to Wizard of Odds.
Good.
That's a good,
good
one.
Good resource.
I use Wizard of Odds a lot. Mm-hmm. Lots of really good data and stats and question and answer stuff.
And they didn't he sell it to somebody,
yes.
But there hasn't been any, like, I haven't, I didn't know that, really.
Yeah, he made a shit ton of money off it, too. Whoever bought it should buy 500 by midnight. I'll sell out in a second for that kind of cash. If you follow Wizard of Odds on Twitter, dude's fucking traveling the world.
Yeah.
It's like, oh, man. It's got to be payout from this. He's like, here's mm-hmm. me in Switzerland. Then 2 days later, he's somewhere else.
Oh.
But he still works on the website. He's still, even though he sold it, he's still doing stuff for it. Mm. Still the brains behind it. So that's good.
Cool.
Best blog went to Vital Vegas.
Nice.
Congratulations, Scott.
Yes.
Best community went to our Facebook group. Yay.
Yay.
Despite the fact they always ask that fucking best burger question. Best podcast went to this very podcast. Once again, thank you all for
voting
for that.
Thank you so much for voting.
We do appreciate it.
We do very much.
Best Twitter went to our friend Misnomer.
Yay.
Well deserved. There is nobody that makes me laugh on a more consistent basis than Misnomer. Today he was at his kid's Pinewood Derby tournament and had a series of very amusing tweets about that. So whether it's Vegas or not, he always makes me laugh. Best app went to Vegas Mate.
Hooray.
Really great. Have to have Vegas Mate if you're an iOS user.
Yes.
It's a must. Best new thing. People are excited about the ride sharing services. Uber and Lyft got best new thing.
I'm excited about the ride sharing services.
I'm down with this.
Especially with the recent developments of the whole parking thing.
Yep, people are frustrated with, again, the cab thing is a good, you know, it's nickel and diming. It's like, okay, you're taking me on a longer route. I'm paying more than I should.
Mm-hmm.
Look, there's a cheaper alternative. Even if Uber is a little shady in some of their business practices, fuck it, I'll take it.
Remember the last cab we took from downtown to the airport?
And I do.
That lady who long-hauled the hell out of us?
I know. It happens a lot.
It's just not a good experience.
Yep.
So Uber, okay, here's the thing about Uber and possibly Lyft. I feel like when they make mistakes, they're honest mistakes. Like, we had a guy drive past us several times trying to pick us up when we called Uber when we were in Vegas in October. But
he just didn't know how to get into
He just didn't know how to get... Yeah, I feel like it's a training thing. Like, all right, like once I get used to this, I'll be cool.
That was like the first... Within the first couple of weeks it was available. And
yeah. But I feel like... With the cabbies, if you're being long hauled, that's fucking deliberate.
It's intentional.
We've had some good cab rides, but man, we've had some shitty cab rides. Yeah. All right, end of story.
Worst new thing went to MGM's profit growth plan.
Yeah, that can kiss my butt. It.
Best future project went to Resorts World. How do you feel about that?
I don't know. I want to feel good about it.
Let's look at the four options. I don't know if these were the four options. These are the four options that are popping into my head. Resorts World, Elan,
yep.
Lucky Dragon,
yep.
And Whatever Happens to Las Vegas Club.
Mm-hmm. I am most excited about Whatever Happens to Las Vegas Club.
I was going to ask, how would you rank those?
Yeah.
Have we talked about that? No, I don't think we
have. Because even though the Vegas Club stuff won't happen as soon as some of the other stuff, it might.
The others are a few years off, too.
I don't know. Because I think part of it is because it's been... so shitty, and it has the potential to be so great.
It's going to be a big turnaround.
Yeah.
My order would be Whatever Happens to Las Vegas Club.
Mm-hmm.
One, because I know it's going to be for me.
Yeah.
That's the big thing.
Yes. Yes. It's going to be a place where I will want to hang out.
Most likely it's going to be aimed at me, the downtown patron, which is what I consider myself more and more these days.
And... Your general age?
Probably.
And
yeah.
Yeah.
I think so. Resorts World is number two for me.
Okay.
Because I'm very interested in the idea of a big themed resort again.
Yes.
And something new that's an all-encompassing themed concept.
I'm just concerned. I'm enthused about it, but I'm concerned that there hasn't been as much progress.
Yeah, well, we're going to find out soon. I mean, if there's not significant activity this year, then it's probably not happening. Mm-hmm. But three, I would say, Elon.
Yeah.
I'm very intrigued by the idea of this property and, you know, a new luxury property, but I don't think it's going to be for me.
Mm-hmm.
I just don't think, I think it will be cool.
You are not the audience that they're trying to attract.
Right. I suspect I will go there and think, wow, this is really nice, but I don't I'd be very surprised if I end up spending much time there. That's my hunch, but we'll see. Details are pretty sparse on that place, so we'll see as they're released. And then Lucky Dragon, simply because
I think it's a place
we'll go there once,
review it, and be like, all right, this is all right.
Yeah.
Unless it's something just spectacular and overwhelming.
Yeah. It's off strip, although like only by a block, so it's barely off strip. It's kind of like a Hooters.
Although I did say in my Vegas wishes that I wanted Lucky Dragon to show SLS how it's fucking done, but
yeah,
I don't know. We'll see.
Yeah. Worst future project, paid parking. Well, that one is the future is now, folks. Biggest pet peeve went to fees.
Yes.
Again, we have a running theme here with those things. Can't argue with that. Best or biggest overhype went to Rock and Rio.
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. It was just like, this is going to be great for SLS. This is going to be great for the north end of the strip. And then it's like,
for
2 weekends, it could be. But even with those 2 weekends, since the lineup they had was such a clusterfuck, no, it didn't really.
Yeah.
Attendance was way, way down from what they initially projected.
And it did not draw business to SLS or the North Strip.
No.
The way they were hoping.
Waiting to see what they do for next, because it's supposed to be every other year. So
are they using that space for anything else?
First weekend in April, they're having Country Music Fest.
Oh.
There. That'll be the first major thing they've had since. They tend to use that lot across from Luxor, which is a little smaller.
Mm-hmm.
They use that more often for outdoor concerts than they do the larger space down by SLS.
Is that where Ninja Warrior is?
No, that's off strip.
That's off strip.
That's back farther, I do believe. Most improved went to The Link.
They did a good job.
Can't argue with that.
Even though the casino still is missing a little bit of ambiance, it still feels like an airport a little bit.
Yes, it does.
There are certain bars that I really enjoy, 3535. I really like the rooms.
I like a lot of things about it. I do find the casino boring, but I liked staying there a lot.
Mm-hmm.
I like the location.
Great.
I'm very pleased with what they've done there.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I would stay there again.
News of the year went to Riviera closing. Eh.
Yeah.
I don't know. I guess. I can't think of anything that was that I would necessarily. I don't know what I voted for. It might have been that, but
I can't remember what I voted for.
I was a hard time at the end of the year remembering all the stuff from the year to make a decent vote for.
Am I outraged at this or did I enjoy this? I can't remember.
Well, I don't even know. News of the year is necessarily that I enjoyed it or was outraged.
Yeah.
Just this is the biggest story. I don't know. Considering
I still think that there's a lot of weird stuff with the Riviera. Like people who did not visit it regularly were very sad that it was gone.
The idea, people like the idea of it more than the reality of it.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. Person of the year went to Derek Stevens.
Yay.
Owner and CEO of the D in the Golden Gate and soon to be, well, owner of whatever becomes of Las Vegas Club. Congratulations to him. I think, certainly he's managed to show a lot of us a very, very fun time in Las Vegas when we hang out at his property. So.
Mm-hmm.
I think that is a reflection of him embracing this community, if nothing else. And he's had a big effect on downtown and continues to. So it'll be fun to see what he has up his sleeve for Las Vegas Club, no doubt.
Oh, yeah.
All righty. So any other thoughts on the trippies before we...
I feel like I should have more thoughts. Any more thoughts on overall trends or...
No, you know, it seems like things are kind of spread out a little bit more maybe than they have been in some of the past years.
Yeah.
I remember in some past years where, you know, we had like this year we had Cosmo and Caesars that had a bunch of awards.
Mm-hmm. But there were some years where, like 1 year the D dominated and then 1 year Cosmo dominated.
We've had
and
years that Wynn dominated.
Wynn did. Yeah. This,
it seems like things are a lot more spread out than usual. So that's kind of
an
interesting thing. I think so too. Yeah, I don't know. No, that's about it. I mean, I was fascinated by the Caesars thing.
Mm-hmm.
When a property is has different aspects of it that are kind of
beloved and hated at the same time.
Yeah. All right. Well, thank you to the Vegas Tripping crew for all the work they do on this. It's always a lot of fun.
Yeah.
And I enjoy the voting process. Mm-hmm. I like trying to figure this out. It's hard. And the thing is, with my votes on this, so I voted. I forgot to take screenshots, so I don't remember who I voted for. But if,
and I did, but I have no idea where they are, so I might as well not have taken them.
Some of these, you know, from day to day, I would, depending on how I'm feeling, I might have a different feeling about them. It's just, it's
yeah,
it's hard to...
Or trip to trip. Like, what if you had a really great experience someplace, and it was recent in your mind? And well, or what if you had a really... Like, let's say you had a really bad experience at a restaurant at a property, and even though it was probably that restaurant's fault or like one service person's fault, it might give you a bad reflection of the whole property.
Sometimes that happens.
Yeah.
I don't know. Anyway, it's always fun to talk about this stuff and just see how our thoughts and feelings compare to the general Vegas tripping population.
Mm-hmm.
So there you go. Another year, another... trippy season wrapped up. Kind of going along with some of the themes from today's show, the Facebook group post of the week. I almost didn't do one this week because I was having a hard time finding one that I really cared enough about to, and that's not saying anything bad. It's just like, oh, there's some good conversations, but nothing that really has jumped out. Like,
nothing
oh, this was great. Until earlier today, there was a post, a rather lengthy post from Leanne. And she posed a question about whether or not other people are bummed out with the direction Vegas is going, I guess would be the best way to summarize it. It was, well, I think that was kind of it. It was largely a, I feel like Vegas was better back when, one of those posts, which comes up from time to time.
Yep.
I talked about it a little bit in the book, the Las Vegas... What is my fucking book called?
The Outsider's Guide to Las Vegas, that
Outsider's Guide to Las Vegas. I didn't even write it. I'm not kidding you guys anymore. I didn't have anything to do with the book. No, I did. I just can never remember the name, which is obviously a sign that I chose a bad name. The Outsider's Guide to Las Vegas. Anyway, I had a section in there where I talked about Las Vegas heartbreak and the perception that Vegas used to be better when. And
which chapter is this?
8. Leanne, it's part of Chapter 8, which is maximizing your Las Vegas experience, I think. But anyway, so Leanne posted about how she's been going to Las Vegas for 20 years, and she feels like all these things were better.
We've been going for almost 20 years?
I know.
Holy
shit. It ended up being a really good conversation. There's been some really good comments and discussions about kind of the nature of Vegas itself and how it's constantly changing and... what those changes mean in terms of your perceptions of the city. And the discussion has been interesting because I made a comment on there fairly early saying, okay, so 20 years ago when she started going, I guarantee that there were people who had been going for a long time who were saying, and people still say this, oh, it was way better when the mob ran things.
Mm-hmm.
And then right now there are people who are just discovering Vegas who 20 years from now are going to say 2015, 2016.
That was the best time.
Those were the best times in Las Vegas. It's a lot of times you get kind of attached to the things that you got attached to, the things that you fell in love with when you first started going to Las Vegas. And the changes, then as it changes and becomes something different, you might be inclined to say, oh, it's not as good as it used to be. Well, it's different.
I think we've gone through phases.
We have, definitely. And I think you do. I think that's normal.
I think it took us a while to really get Vegas.
It did. It took a couple of years.
And then
Then we really got Vegas.
Really got Vegas. And then I feel like when Barbary Coast went to Harrah's.
One of our Vegas heartbreaks.
Yeah. We were a little lost for a while.
We didn't feel like we had a home.
Yeah.
Then we kind of had a home with Cosmo, although we didn't.
We didn't really stay there that often. We hung out there quite a bit.
But now more and more downtown in general, just the whole downtown vibe has been more of our home.
Yes.
So it feels like we have a little more of a place again.
Mm-hmm.
So I guess we've evolved as Vegas has. But I don't know. I think, was Vegas better 20 years ago? Was Vegas better 40 years ago? Well, aspects of it might have been. Aspects of it might have been better 5 years ago. Other aspects might be better 5 years from now. It's just a constant evolution. Things change.
Mm-hmm.
The overall city itself.
It's constantly changing.
It's just different. It's not going to be better or worse necessarily. So,
yeah, also, some things will be better, some things will be worse, but overall, who knows?
I also think there's a tendency to romanticize things a little bit more as you get farther away from them.
Yeah. Oh my God. Yes. I do this all the time.
Here's another comparison I would say with the falling in love with something from when you first fell in love with it, you know, mm-hmm. when holding on to that feeling and feeling that you never can have it back, that kind of thing.
Mm-hmm. Don't stop believing. Hold on to that feeling.
A lot of people will. If you talk about music with people,
yeah.
Well, the best music was, how often is it?
Oh,
their high school or college years.
Yeah, this is like again 20 years ago. But there was a guy I knew who would not listen to music past 1979.
That's interesting.
Uh huh. This is like in 1990.
Huh.
Yeah, but he did not enjoy any music past 1979.
Now, was what happened in 1979?
I don't know.
How old was this guy?
This guy was in college. This guy was like 20.
He was like the same age as you?
Yeah.
Okay, well, that's very unusual.
Yeah.
Because usually it's more often than not when somebody says this was the best era of music,
mm-hmm.
it's when they were growing up.
Right.
So that's a little bit unusual.
Yeah. You know, there are aspects of the 70s, 80s, and 90s that I enjoy. There are aspects that I fucking hate.
Of course. That's how it is. Well, that's how it is with Las Vegas. There are things that you're going to love about it and things that you're going to dislike about it in mm-hmm. every era. But you might remember the things you liked about the era when you first started going more than the things that maybe you weren't so crazy about. I don't know.
Yeah. Anyway, it's a good discussion. Read some of my trip diaries. I used to keep notes, and last trip I pretty much fell off the wagon. I'm like, oh fuck it, I am not taking notes down of what we did every day. I'm just not doing it anymore.
We have the podcast to document those things now.
Like I go back and listen.
Yeah, well, if you ever need it, but like you ever go out back and read your.
I don't really
exactly.
Yeah, I only do it when we're doing show notes for the wrap up.
Well, that's helpful.
So yeah.
All right. Anyway, I found that really to be an interesting discussion, especially the timing of it, because it came like a day or two after the outrage of MGM and mm-hmm. Vegas is going all to hell, which is part of what I suspect inspired it.
Yeah.
But then a lot of the comments were, well, it's just different. Yeah, this part sucks right now and maybe gets you thinking about some of the things that were better, but there are things that are pretty great now, too.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, anyway.
Let's wrap this up. Mama needs a refill.
Oh, all right. We better get going. Amazon.com. Listener purchase of the week. I had a hard time choosing one this week. I went with a 16-piece precision screwdriver set for $7.
I used a screwdriver set today.
It's good to have this. This was tiny screwdrivers for like glasses and iPhones. And
ooh, very helpful.
I have one of these.
We're constantly looking for an eyeglass screwdriver.
I know. I have.
When you need one, you're always like, fuck, where is it?
Well, I know where mine is, but it's in the basement. I don't want to go down there. I don't want to have to go hunting for it. So, mm-hmm.
Well, I have one upstairs that I know exactly where it is if you need it.
Anyway, so. it's good to have a little screwdriver set at all times. Yeah. You can get it on Amazon. You can get a lot of stuff on Amazon. And if you do get something on Amazon, use the link at 500bymidnight.com. We get a small percentage. It's a great way to support the show.
We appreciate it.
We do appreciate it. But we're not doing phone calls this week. So I had a problem with the voicemail line, but it's all fixed now. So if you tried to call in the last week, sorry about that. Voicemail didn't kick on.
Boo.
I know. Thanks, Skype. Thanks for changing my
preferences.
Voicemail preferences without telling me.
Boo.
I know. It's on again. I'm so outraged.
You should be.
A few karma donations this week. We got one from Eddie.
Yay.
20th anniversary trip of the first time he legally went to Las Vegas with high school buddies.
Awesome.
Happy Vegas anniversary.
Yes. Have a great time.
I think he's there right now. Jeremy, karma donation for the annual Martin Luther King Day holiday trip. Thank us both for the excellent podcast.
Thank you. Good luck.
I have a dream of giant jackpots for you.
That's lovely.
Is that inappropriate? I love that line.
I know you do.
Dave said, thanks for the great podcast. You've unwittingly made mowing the lawn and running the treadmill enjoyable activities.
That's good. Well,
I love hearing that this podcast makes somebody's otherwise mundane activities, whether it's driving to work or being on the treadmill, more enjoyable. That makes me so happy.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm glad. Thank you for that, Dave. And finally, Karen with a karma donation for a spur of the moment trip this weekend.
Yay.
Thanked us for all the laughs and info. Thank you, Karen.
We appreciate it.
All right. Thank you all for your support of the show. We do appreciate that.
Yes.
As always, you can find our website at 500bymidnight.com. You can email us if you have Dear Tim and Michelle questions, 500@gmail.com. I'm on Twitter as 500. She is on Twitter as Anita Martini. And our voicemail line, once again, functional.
Hooray.
702-866-9494. Give us a call anytime. As always, thank you for emailing, listening, calling, commenting, Facebooking, Snapchat. I don't Snapchat.
Voting for us on the trippies.
That too. And all of your overall.
Are you on Snapchat? I'm not on Snapchat.
No.
I think I'm done expanding my social media empire.
You're quitting?
Like, I can't even keep up with the shit that I have.
Well, you spend so much time with your Pinterest page.
Right. I curate my Pinterest page.
Do you have Pinterest?
I do, but I posted a bunch just to see what it was like.
I did when it first hit.
Yeah,
and then I realized, wait a minute, this is for ladies. What am I doing here?
I'm a lady, and I still don't use it. I don't know.
Yeah, I don't get Pinterest too much.
I understand it, but I don't use it.
I have Snapchat, and I rarely use it because it confuses me. I am an old man when it comes to Snapchat.
Yeah.
I'm supposed to swipe something, and then how do I...
I think that's Tinder, isn't it?
You swipe on here, too.
Oh, you do?
It's a weird... It's puzzling to me every time I use it.
I have not used Snapchat, nor do I think I will.
And
I'm okay with this.
I just use it for shots of my balls. So.
Nice. That's great. Great.
All righty. With that, let's get out of here. I hope you guys have a great week, and we will talk to you soon.
Bye-bye.
Bye.